Representative Mike Turner, Biden signaling hostage deal part of informal nuclear deal, warns of secret agreement. By Joshua Klein on August 14, 2023. The Biden administration is signaling its recent agreement with Tehran as part of a broader deal concerning Iran's enrichment program, according to House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner, RO, who expressed great concern over a possible secret deal along with its lack of oversight. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, Turner noted that a real concern over the recent deal is that we haven't really been briefed on it. At this point, we have not received the terms of the deal, or even what the proposed deal is, he stated. The Republican representative explained that, by doing so, President Joe Biden has signaled his intention to engage in an informal Iran deal lacking necessary oversight. The administration has signaled that the release of these detainees is part of a broader negotiation with respect to reinstating some controls on the nuclear weapons and enrichment programs of Iran, dating back to the JCPOA. And the concern is that, the New York Times has reported, the administration may be pursuing an informal deal as opposed to the formal deal that we had before that had congressional oversight, he stated. Though the Biden administration should work diligently to bring Americans home, whether in Iran, Russia or elsewhere, Turner insisted this was different. But in this instance, the administration is signaling this as part of a broader deal concerning Iran's enrichment program, he stated. And if that becomes a secret deal, that is obviously very concerning to Congress. Asked about reported steps taken by Iran to curb some of its nuclear development, the congressman argued there are no real reports of anything being reduced. They are currently at 60% of enrichment, he stated. Prior they were at 3.5% under the JCPOA, they are at 60% now. They had 1 year breakout getting to the enrichment level that could result in them getting a weapon. They are now weeks away. According to Turner, freezing them now, where, before in the JCPOA agreement, they actually surrounded some of their enrichment that they had that was over the levels that were sought. In this, if we just have a deal that freezes where Iran is and really, without the understanding of all aspects of their program because they have thrown out all the UN inspectors from the IAEA, they'd removed the cameras from the sites, we really don't have fidelity of understanding of where they are or what they are doing at this point. The comments come days after Republican officials blasted the Biden administration for bowing to the Ayatollah and endangering Americans, after it struck a deal with the Iranian regime to transfer 5 Iranian Americans from prison to house arrest in exchange for billions in unfrozen assets. On Thursday, the Biden administration's deal with Tehran to unfreeze $6 billion in Iranian financial assets and release a handful of Iranian nationals jailed for violating U.S. sanctions in exchange for 5 Americans taken prisoner by Iran on highly dubious charges of espionage, came to light. Iran's frozen funds in South Korea will be unblocked and transferred to Qatar, the Iranian mission to the United Nations stated, apparently referring to the $6 billion sum. U.S. sources who spoke to the far-left New York Times publication and Reuters confirmed the financial aspects of the deal. Israeli officials said the exchange agreement is part of broader agreements between the Islamic Republic and the U.S., who have been working toward an informal arrangement to constrain Tehran's nuclear program, according to a Times of Israel report. Last month, Breitbart News highlighted reports that President Biden has already reached an unwritten nuclear deal with Iran, under which the regime will stop just short of developing a nuclear weapon. The recent deal follows massive protests that have swept Iran following the September death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in the custody of the Islamic theocracy's notorious morality police for violating strict requirements for women to keep their heads covered in public. Since then, a slew of incidents involving abuses and even deaths at the hands of the regime have been documented amid an ongoing clampdown on protests, with clips circulating showing Iranian regime officers brutally assaulting protesters. Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism worldwide, has long viewed the United States as a principal antagonist and has frequently accused the U.S. of inciting protesters in a bid to destabilize the region. Previously, Iranian Armed Forces spokesman Brigadier General Abu Fazl Shikarchi affirmed that America is the Iranian Republic's top enemy, while the Islamic Republic's supreme leader has boasted of having defeated the United States, as he assured a crowd of supporters that their death to America. chant would yet be fulfilled as a new order would relegate the U.S. to isolation. Last week, reports revealed that Tehran might be nearing the testing phase of a nuclear weapon and has pursued unauthorized technology for its ongoing atomic weapons initiative. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.